This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 24th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fast-tracking recharge permits, updating RFS biomass definition, tackling harmful algal blooms, Garamondi and Harder blast Delta Tunnel, and Trump to deliver a State of the Union tonight. California regulators are extending groundwater recharge permits from 1 year to 5 years in a bid to accelerate stormwater capture projects and cut administrative hurdles for local agencies. The State Water Board and regional boards will now allow eligible recharge efforts to operate under 5 year general waste discharge requirements rather than seeking annual renewals. Officials say the change, designed to provide regulatory certainty and encourage more investment in recharge basins, particularly during wet years when excess flows are available. Ag groups and water districts have long argued the one-year permit cycle created delays and uncertainty, discouraging projects on agriculture lands that can double as recharge basins. State officials say the five-year approach will reduce paperwork, streamline oversight, help agencies move more quickly to bank water underground when storms hit. The Department of Water Resources is partnering with other state and federal agencies to get to the bottom of the growing threat posed by harmful algal blooms in California waterways. Under the effort, DWR will work with State Water Board, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and UC researchers to expand monitoring, data sharing, and modeling of toxin-producing cyanobacteria. The blooms have increasingly plagued reservoirs, rivers, and the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, threatening drinking water supplies, fisheries, and recreation. Environmental justice groups have cited the blooms as a primary argument in their case for urging the State Water Board to reject voluntary agreements for the Bay Delta Plan in favor of dramatically reducing agricultural diversions. California representatives for five Delta districts are calling on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to deny federal permits for the proposed Delta Conveyance Project, labeling the effort a costly boondoggle that would harm the Delta and provide little water reliability benefit. In a letter to the Corps, the lawmakers argue the massive tunnel proposal would damage Delta ecosystems, threaten endangered species, and undermine water quality for local communities and farmers. They also contend the project's ballooning price tag places an unfair burden on California ratepayers at a time when the state should prioritize more cost-effective water strategies. The lawmakers' request comes as the Corps weighs whether to issue key Clean Water Act permits for the tunnel, a decision that would determine whether the long-debated project moves forward. Signing on to the letter were Representatives Josh Harder, John Garamondi, Amy Barra, Mark DeSaliner, and Doris Matsui. A broad coalition of forestry, agriculture, and bioenergy organizations is urging congressional leaders to update the Renewable Fuel Standard's definition of woody biomass, arguing the current language is too restrictive to support rural economies and forest health. In a February 18 letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and other congressional leaders, the groups call for, quote, decisive action to modernize the definition of woody biomass to enable the use of wood as a qualifying feedstock. The signatories said working forests are under mounting economic pressure as markets for pulpwood and mill residuals decline, leaving few outlets for treetop thinning, slash, and mill byproducts. They argued woody biomass could help to reduce hazardous fuels, strengthen forestry supply chains, and contribute to next-generation fuels, such as sustainable aviation fuel. The current definition of woody biomass in the RFS has proven to be too narrow for real-world application, effectively precluding its use as an eligible feedstock, the letter states. More than 500 organizations, companies, and individual forestry professionals signed the letter, including the California Farm Bureau, multiple state farm bureaus, and national forestry associations. President Donald Trump has a crucial chance tonight to shore up his party's political standing heading into the midterm elections. Trump is giving his State of the Union message to a joint session of Congress just days after expressing anger over the Supreme Court's tariff decision, which is likely to figure significantly into his speech. The justices are expected to attend, but Trump said Friday he didn't care if they were there or not. Trump said yesterday it's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about. Farmers will be among the faces in the House gallery for the president's address. House Ag Committee Democrat Don Davis of North Carolina has invited Nathaniel Simmons, a farmer and 17-year-old high school senior, to the speech. Davis told AgriPulse he believes allowing Nathaniel to tell his story could help drive a discussion among lawmakers over ways to help get more young people into agriculture. Davis said he's a reflection, a symbol of this greater population that we have an obligation, a responsibility not to ignore, but to place back within reach the ability to live the American dream right here on the family farm. Representative Juan Sistemani of Arizona has invited Arizona Farm Bureau Second Vice President and Rancher Ben Mengus to the event, while Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin will bring Wisconsin Soybean Association President Doug Rebout. Representative Sharif Davids of Kansas will be joined by Nick Levinowski, the executive director of the Kansas Farmers Union. Here's today's final word. Alice understands that our energy system has to be clean, safe, reliable, and affordable for Californians. That the word of Governor Gavin Newsom applauding the work of Alice Reynolds as he removes her as president of the California Public Utilities Commission, elevating Commissioner John Reynolds to lead the agency. Newsom said the move will focus the CPUC on more affordability and holding publicly owned utilities accountable. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 24th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.